In 2009, the Center for Research on Education Outcomes, or CREDO, examined charter schools in 16 states and found students performed poorer than their traditional public school counterparts in reading and math. The newest results, which include charter schools in 26 states and New York City, show students are surpassing their traditional public school peers in reading and pulling just about even in math. CREDO research manager Dev Davis says the study didn't dig deep enough to determine why charter schools are doing better, but says minority, low-income, disadvantaged, and special education students particularly are reaping the benefits.
I think it's important to note that there are markedly different learning gains across the 27 states. So I know your listeners are probably most interested in what's happening in Utah, but there are positive gains in some states and negative results in other states. So we know that differences in charter school policy have an effect on what the charter school performance is going to be.
According to the study, charter school students in Utah have lower learning gains than their traditional public school peers. Davis says those students lose an average of 7 days in reading compared to their traditional public school peers and about 43 days in math. Chris Blake is president of the Utah Association of Charter Schools. He points out that charter school success rates range within Utah as well.
At the end of the day, a big part of how I think we should be judging a school's success is the demand of student attendance. If kids are desiring to get into that school and can't, we should be looking at what that school is doing and replicating it.
Utah was not included in the 2009 study. Davis says it's unclear whether Utah charter schools have made gains in the past 4 years. Whitney Evans, KUER News.